Hey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
Okay, I was just getting ready to click off. I said, where is this girl?
Nah, never click off. It takes me a minute.
Okay, Grandma.
Yes, definitely. Oh my goodness. My friend's mother called me that.
I see why.
And she's been calling me that for, been friends with my friend for over 20 years, and her mother been calling me grandma since then. And
Oh my goodness.
I'm not even a grandma.
That's the funny part, right?
So,
Okay, so to last, we didn't ever celebrate it. We made
Oh,
it to 10
yes.
episodes. We forgot to celebrate.
Woo,
10, 10, 10. Woo!
8, 10.
And we have more international listeners. And I forgot to look before we got on the phone to see where they were from. But we have some more international listeners. And we welcome you up. Welcome y'all. Share our podcast to your family and friends. Help us grow.
Yes, we're here.
We're here.
10 episodes and over.
And
It's funny.
over, because now we have more. But yes. And welcome everybody. What are we talking about today, Z?
Well, we can talk about growing up with our immediate families.
Our lifestyle, how we grew up. Let's talk about that. Mine's just so funny. My parents were so funny. I used to say they should never have had kids. My dad was hilarious. He was. He was definitely the softy in the family. My mom was the one that laid down the rules.
Well, my father and my mother was together for a bit and then they separated. So, we went to visit my dad and then my mom, but neither one of them was like really hard on us. That I noticed for me. Maybe not my brothers, but for me, it was good. I didn't get in trouble much. They always just said I had a smart mouth. That was my great grandmother.
I can see that.
But my great grandmother was young. She wasn't like an older great grandmother. I don't know how old I would have to sit down, but she had her my grandmother when she was 14.
Oh, okay. So she,
So
yeah, she was young then.
she was kind of still, feisty and young when. I said young, but she might have been in her 70s. Who knows? But she kept up with us because we were always going over there. And
Oh, okay.
my grandmother was sick. So, we had time with her, but then she got breast cancer. And it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Oh, yes, it is. Hope everybody's wearing their pink.
And, but I said, my mother, she wasn't hard on us.
Was your mother healthy growing up, or was she
Oh,
sick growing up?
she was healthy. My
Yeah,
mom
I
was
always had
healthy.
healthy parents too. My friend. My friend, your mother was like always sick, and I've seen that side of it. So I know that was hard to have a parent that always wasn't feeling good.
Well, what was it like with you in a house full of how many brothers?
Three and a half. I say a and a half because I say four because my youngest brother, his godbrother stayed with us. There was always an extra boy in the house. One of my brothers always. I always grew up with an extra boy here and there. Never another girl, but always an extra boy. And my brother's treating me like a boy. They didn't treat me like the only girl. They looked out for me, but they would beat my tail too. So they could beat my tail, but you better not. So that's how they did that. And yeah, I got along pretty much with my brothers. My older brother was a little aggressive, and we all knew it, and we kind of like followed whatever he said. But yeah, we grew up like that. Like my parents were together the whole time we were growing up. They had both worked in different factories, so they always worked like shift work around the clock. So one parent was always home while the other one was working.
Well, that sounds like the way they want you to, like the picket fence. Did you have the white picket fence too?
Yeah, well, matter of fact, we did. My dad built it. My dad was a jack of all trades and could build anything, and he did. He built a white fence around the house. It was like whatever my mom wanted, he got it for.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Well, me growing up, we lived in Philly till I was like 11, and then we moved to New Jersey, but with my mom and dad. It was good times. I know we were outside at what I remember. I know I was up outside, but not by myself. where we live, went from Oxford Street, and then when I was really young, and then we moved to 19th Street, because I remember walking to Meade School, because I went to Meade School, and I remember walking to school with my mom and my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my older brother. That's a year away, a year and some months away, a year and 2-3 months from me. So we were like step after, you know, the grades.
Right.
And I remember walking to school, and I remember them playing double dutch, but I wasn't good in double dutch.
I never got to learn because my brothers weren't turning a rope.
Oh yeah,
I was the only kid in the neighborhood, only girl in the neighborhood that never learned. I could jump rope because I could do that by myself, but I never learned double dutch because my brothers weren't about that life.
Yeah, I wasn't good at it because we did it in the playground. Because I think once I got home, my mom didn't really let me out the door. Like I'm pretty sure my brothers could play.
That was us too. You didn't leave the yard.
But we ain't had no yard in Philly. I didn't get to go outside, like because. My older brother was always gone, and that's why we, you know, my mom was happy to move too because what was going on in Philadelphia at that time. Mm-hmm. But when we moved to New Jersey, that was the country. We was outside all the time. That was the rule. You get outside, that's it. You out there all day because there was a toilet out there on the porch, and then they had an outhouse from way back, but no one used it, and I wasn't going in there. That was scary right there.
Yeah, our houses were no joke.
Not me. So I remember playing with my brothers. We played basketball. We played football. We played everything you can think of. We was outside. Every sport, everything. Because we had cousins that lived right next door. And it was three of them. There was two girls and a boy. And they lived next door. And then I had my other cousins. Like later on in years, they moved in. And it was three of them. It was two boys and a girl. So mm-hmm. It was like all of us, and then we had another cousin that came over. So we were always playing outside, climbing trees. I didn't know, like they said, girls do this, boys do that, but we climbed trees. We had to do all the field work like everybody else, picking and cutting okra, picking mm-hmm. apples out the orchard, and running from beans and running from snakes. And
oh, girl.
It was, and I remember the ticks. I remember ticks was all on my pant leg, and I remember crying. And I remember them teasing me. And I'm like, no, you know, I ran all the way down home because it was like a driveway from the camp because my grandmom had a camp. So I ran all the way down, all the way home because I was a mommy girl. Yes. If I could just stay in the house with my mom, I would have been happy. But I had to go outside with the rest of the kids. And you follow the rules in the house because, you know, we live with my mom and her uncle, which is my great uncle. And we lived there and we had to follow the rules. And one thing I remember is we were not allowed to touch the heater. The heater little number, we couldn't.
Oh, yeah. We weren't allowed to touch that
you
either.
You wasn't? Oh, my goodness.
You weren't.
Did you freeze?
Yes. Yes. Later in life, I got a little portable heater for my room because it was always cold in my room. And boy, because when they were gone, you jacked that heat up to 80. When they came home and you forgot to turn it down,
getting the beating? No, everybody.
Everybody, if nobody fessed up, we all got it. My mom did not discriminate when it came to beating. She was the beatologist. And she would beat you so long, you had time to think about your whole day.
You said she was a
I mean, that's just the way, I mean, they call it child abuse now, but that's the way we were raised. And you know what? Getting popped and stuff. We weren't mouthing off to our parents like these kids are now, talking to the teacher. Girl, I wish my teacher would have called my house back then. Oh, my mom ain't play.
Oh, my goodness.
She did not play.
You said, the beat out.
Girl, yes. Got plenty of beatings. She beat you so hard, your butt's just numb. You just getting hit.
Oh, my goodness. Now, my mom tried to hit me with a dishcloth. I think I got it because I said...
See, my mom wouldn't even try for something that flimsy.
Yeah, my mom wasn't. She was sweet.
Oh, y'all ain't getting no beatings in your house. Mm. Y'all got threats.
My great grandmom, the one I was telling you about, she had us standing. I remember standing in the corner with my one foot up. And I remember telling my dad that, you know, I was like, Dad, your grandma made me stand in the corner with my one foot up. He said she did me like that too.
Oh, he wasn't giving you no sympathy. He was no. like, me too. In the Me Too unit, me too. She said them old things, them old ways still work.
And that was because, of course, my mouth. They call me
Stacks. I am not surprised because you got a mouth now. I am not surprised your mouth got you in trouble.
Yeah, she said I was sassy. Sassy.
Mm-hmm. Sassy Z.
That's what she used to say. But I mean, I don't think it was sass. It was like questioning. Like, you have a question. Why I got to do it? I mean.
Well, girl, you were brave. you asked a why? You said a why?
Because my great grandma, we used to, she would play this song. She would do this game with us, and she would do Duck, Duck, Goose. And then she would be outside, and it'd be just because she lived in the project. And then we would be out there with other kids, and she would go, come out and do duck, duck, goose. And we would do it like over their head, duck, duck, goose. And then the goose got to run around. Something, I can't remember it, but duck, duck, goose, run around. And I remember patty cake and, you know, the hand games. I learned that in Philly. And then and then I used to do, I don't know if you had the string. Remember the string?
And the ball?
No.
You would the bat the ball?
You, no.
The bat and ball?
No, you would do the
string. Oh, the string. Oh, the hamstring. Like, yes.
And you know, I don't know if your brothers did that with you, but like.
No, you did it by yourself. Or so, I don't know if they did or not. They may have.
I remember doing that. And, you know, I remember, you know, my mom and my dad and my brother. Like, when we talk, he brings up stuff that he knows. And I'm like, I don't know anything. He's telling me all. He said, remember when we went to so-and-so house? And I'm like, who? She's like, you know, mom's best friend up there in Philly. We went over her house. And then we went over here and we saw so-and-so. And I got to jump on the bed. I'm like, huh?
You think you can get your brother on the phone?
No. He ain't not going to be on the phone. He don't even, I can barely get him on the phone to talk to me half the time. He don't. Once he retired from the Navy, he talks, you know, I talk to him more and would text more. But when he was in the Navy, he was like focused on one thing. That's how he is. But yeah, he remembers a whole lot growing up, and we talk about it. So my other brother too. Now you get him on the phone, that's like you'll be on that phone for hours. Because sometimes.
So you have two brothers?
Yeah, I have two brothers. And the oldest one, you get on the phone with him, he might talk to me till 2 hours, but we have a good time.
So, sorry, getting choked. Do you have any childhood nicknames that your family called you?
No.
None at all?
No, they call me my name, my regular name. Let me see. I'm thinking, nope.
They always called you Aziza?
Yep.
They never said Z. They always called you Aziza.
Well, they call me Z now. They might have called me Z. Let me see. Do they call? No, they call me Ziza. No, they wouldn't put in front of. They just call me Ziza. But Z, my older brother, he calls me Z. My cousin's husband, he used to call me Double Z. And then when I had a Mercedes, not Mercedes, when I had my Mustang, he would always say Mustang Sally.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. That was me.
When I was young, for the longest till I can remember, they always used to call me Flossie. And I never understood where that came from. But they called me Flossie for the long time. They never called me Yvonne. Oh, yeah. They called me Flossie for the long time. I don't think my brothers call me that, but my parents call me that. And then they always called me Vaughn. Like if somebody says Yvonne, I know you really don't know me, but if you say Vaughn, you know my family because my family called me Vaughn. Nobody calls me Yvonne. And they don't even call me Yvonne. They always say Yvonne. I just got tired of correcting them and just let them go ahead and call me Yvonne. But I remember my mom saying when I was younger that I was very clean. And one time I had a babysitter and I had a white sweater on and I got a piece of dirt on my arm. And when my mom came home, she said, I think Vaughn broke her arm. She hasn't moved her arm all day. And my mom looked at me and seen that it was dirt on my sleeve. She said, oh, there's nothing wrong with her. Her sweater's dirty. That's why she's not moving her arm. She doesn't, when she gets dirty, she freezes. And I was like, so maybe that's where that Flossie came from. I was like, oh my God, I can't imagine somebody. Can you imagine a kid doing that?
Oh my God.
I can't imagine.
You got dirty and you couldn't move. Oh, you would never.
I couldn't. I wouldn't move.
Where I was because you'd be dirty. Oh my goodness. I probably would have got beat for real if I just sat there and didn't do what I was supposed to.
Right. And I don't remember any of this, but I remember her telling her that. And I was like, oh gosh. But we were happy kids. We were, you know, Saturday cartoons. And, you know, my parents always made sure we went on vacation. We always went to Canada. Once a year, we would go on vacation, usually in August. And I just love that time.
Yeah, well, that was good because my vacation was, I think my dad, when we had a car, he would come to New Jersey. We would come to New Jersey and visit our grandma where we moved to. But that was our, I guess, our vacation. I don't remember going anywhere else. My brother didn't bring up anywhere else. But no, we didn't go anywhere but to New Jersey for vacation.
I'm going to put you on the spot. In three words, describe your mom, and in three words, describe your dad.
My mom, she was intelligent, she was kind, and she was, what do you say, considerate. She was just generous. She was a caretaker, and she was loved. My dad, he was a cool dude. He was cool. He was like hip, fun. And he was kind and considerate, and he lived life the way he enjoyed it. I mean, he just enjoyed life. Wonderful, you know, he was like you say, your dad fixed things and stuff. Nah, he was my dad was intelligent. He was a avid book reader. Was that what you would call it? He was really a book reader. Let's see, like religion wise, he was like spirituality. He was
okay.
That's how he was. He was wonderful. How about your parents?
My mom, she was funny. She was kind. She was caring. Very family oriented. And very, very religious. And my dad, he was outgoing at home, in the streets, but not at home. He was, he was an entrepreneur. He was crafty. And he loved people. He's a people person.
Yeah, my dad too. He was a people person, but my dad, he passed away. It's going on almost a year. He passed
November. You know what? It is almost a year.
And his best friend texted me this morning.
You did?
He was just saying how my dad was a cool dude. That's why I said cool. Yeah. And he said he thought he said he noticed somebody. I guess he went out with him and his wife. Was at an event and he saw somebody from behind and it just made him think of my dad. So he wanted to let me know.
I tell you, you're a daddy's girl. And being a daddy's girl myself, it's like, it's so heartbreaking when a daddy's girl loses her father.
Yeah.
I mean, I lost my mom. My father's still living, but I was a daddy's girl. My mom was a little, she favored the boys more and I knew it. But I always was close to my dad.
Yeah, well,
my dad thinks I'm the best thing ever. He'll tell you that.
Yeah,
he'll tell you that right in front of the boys.
Yeah, well, my dad, when he called me, he'd be like, "How's my daughter?" And he told me too. He said, "You're a great daughter." And I told him he's a good father. And I miss my dad though, but you know, it's part of life, you know. I just, and I miss my mother too. I mean, I live with my mom, and I'm both. I'm a mom. Oh my goodness, I'm a mom. I was underneath my mom forever and a day. Yep, every chance I got. But you know, when we growing up, I had to be outside with the rest of them. But I told on everybody. I would tell on everybody.
I would too, to the point I got beat for not telling. My brother set a barn on fire, and my dad instructed my mom, beat Von the hardest because she didn't come in and tell.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll never forget them words. Beat Von the hardest because she didn't come in and tell. But he set the barn on fire.
But you the one got to get the beat because you didn't come and tell. Well, you was busy probably.
Yeah. Not the one that set it on fire, but the one that didn't come and tell get beat the hardest. What kind of mess is that? What kind of twisted parenting is that?
Now that you think about it, huh? You're like, but that's probably the way they were raised.
Yeah, that's why I said, you know, they start this stuff where you can't beat your kids. It's kind of hard not to beat your kids when that's all you know of growing up and discipline. We want no timeout. I wish my mom would have been timeout. We don't timeout. Mm-hmm. Stand in a corner. We weren't raised like that. So how you expect us to implement those kind of discipline when we were never raised that? You pick up what you're taught. That's what we were taught. We've been beat through the years. It's like slavery, you're beating us. Now all of a sudden, you can't beat us. That's why these kids' mouths are so smart now, because you can't freaking pop them.
Because they're going to call, they would call Dyfus on you, but my friend, she's Dyfus, so they would always say, we're going to call Sheila on you. That's what they would tell me, my kid.
I didn't know exactly who to call. Yeah, personal number.
I had a belt, and I named my belt Joe. I don't even know why. Joe.
Lord. You know, serious.
I had a belt named Joe, because it was just me. I'm a single mom with two girls, and they got a lot of lip. People probably don't think so, but
girls are mouthy. So, I think boys do things, but girls got mouths.
So I had a belt named Joe, and it was funny. I never used it, though. You can ask them. They know. I just threatened them with Joe.
I use mine. But not Harley. Harley ever. I really didn't have to. I really didn't have to. Like, my kids weren't bad. They were just rambunctious. They weren't bad.
Yeah.
So I really, especially my oldest one, all I do is raise my voice and she's in tears. I really didn't have to touch her. Then my youngest one was always sick and she was real tiny and frail. So I wouldn't dare think about ever touching her. She couldn't breathe. How you going to be the kid that can't breathe?
She was your, you have to give her special tender care.
Mm-hmm. And I remember one time she had missed the bus. And I always told them, we don't do detention and after school stuff. But I don't play that. And she knew it. She had to stay after school for detention. And when it's time for her to go home, she told teachers she's scared to come home. And they called me. And, Miss Danning, she's scared to come home. I just don't want her to come back to school with a black eye. Girl, when she said that, I got in that car, flew down in that school. I said, let me tell you something right now. That child has never been in your office with a bruise, a scratch, or ill treated nurse for anything other than her being sick and wanting to come home. I said, for you to suggest I would pick my fist up and punch my daughter in the eye is just ridiculous. I said, don't do that again. I mean, and she was tiny. Like, she was tiny. I'm like, I'm going to ball my fists up and punch my kid in the eye? Are you serious? I was like, oh, no. I was like, let me tell you something. Because she ain't been coming here to school with black eyes. Don't you be suggesting it now. Just because I don't play with detention and stuff, you should praise a parent who don't play that kind of mess. But no, you want to say some kind of crap like that? Girl, it's hot.
Yeah, I bet you that never happened again. Well,
nope.
I don't know. I know when my daughter went to school, she just went when I had broke my leg broke my ankle or something. Broke my ankle. It was around her birthday, my oldest one's birthday. And she goes to school, and I guess y'all know, talking to the teacher, and end up having a birthday party at school, saying that I wasn't able to get her a cake because I couldn't drive. My mom didn't drive, but lucky I have, my good friends did it. My cousin, they helped me, go on grocery shopping and stuff like that. And then they picked me up and I got in one of those, the motorized. And I was like, oh, how do people get on these motorized things? It's like, ugh.
So, right.
But growing up, I enjoyed my younger years. I enjoyed the area, where I lived when we lived in Philadelphia. I know my mom had neighbors that nowadays people are calling them the LBGQ. I'm sorry. I'm going to stop right now because I don't know the whole terminology. But they lived in our area and that's why it's like nothing for us to feel any different, you know, up to anybody, because where we live, everybody was got along. Where I lived in Philly, everybody got along. No one was discriminatory. We was living in a diversity area with all, you know, all kinds of, you know, people. And it was the way I grew up, and I didn't feel no ill will against anybody. Like, today, people discriminate because you this or that. But growing up there, and then I moved to New Jersey, and that's when the whole thing changed. But that's another story. I'm going back to my happy days and living in the house and not being able to touch the heater. What else could we do? I had chores. Oh, my goodness. I don't know how much chores you had, but I had chores.
Girl, my mom lived like a queen.
I had chores. My brothers, their chores weren't like me. I don't think I seen them mop any floors or vacuum or sweep or clean the bathroom out on the porch. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. I remember they took the trash out, because back then we were allowed to burn the trash. I don't know if you was allowed, but we burned our trash.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. You went way back. Yeah, I remember we said to burn the trash,
back
too.
Back then we had to burn the trash, and it was far away. And we burned the trash. And I had to take that out, too. And then I had to feed the dog, because that, you know, dogs was outside back then. But, you know, rules changed. You know, like now, things are changing. And we had little cats, too. I had to feed the cats, feed the dog. And the dog always was jumping on me. I was like, hey, doggy. I forget, you know, we called him Butch.
Yeah. I think that was a common dog name.
Oh, boy. I remember a pack of dogs was running in the field, and I thought I was going to get chewed up right then and there, but nope.
You know, you don't see that anymore. I haven't seen a pack of dogs in a long time. We were younger. You used to always see a pack of dogs.
Yeah, and where I live, it was a bunch of deer. We would see deer outside and, you know, rabbits and birds and all that, you know. And those green frogs. What were the green frogs? Remember those green frogs? I don't know. It's still around.
I remember you talked about the frogs before. I haven't seen any in a long time.
Yeah, growing up, it was like you said, it was a different time. It was like a good times. Like good times, you know?
Yeah, I remember good times.
And dinner time, our rules, we didn't sit. Growing up, and when we lived in Philadelphia, we would sit at the table, and I remember the table in the kitchen. My mom would cook. My mom would cook all the time, and we would eat there. And I remember my brother would play with his food, but get in trouble. But I remember that. Then when we moved to New Jersey, my mom was taking care of her grandma, who was in her 90s, like late 80s, early 90s. And then her uncle's wife, she was, you know, had breast cancer. And so my mom was there helping. So she would cook their meals. So by the time it was our turn, we got TV dinners.
Oh, yes. I used to love those TV dinners, though. I was like the mashed potatoes. The Swanson. I thought they were so good.
It's brown.
Yes. Oh, and the meatloaf was my favorite, too. Like, it was no shame in my game to eat a TV dinner. They were good.
Every now and then, but our main, you know, it was TV. Because by the time she got to cooking for us, we'd be late because she had to cook their meals and, you know, make sure the older people got their food. And sometimes we get them. But I think I love her meatloaf. She had made meatloaf and stuff. It was good times. Good time now. Ain't nobody making anything. I don't even make nothing.
Yeah, I try because, you know, I got a child I'm raising, so I try to give her a hot meal and hot lunches and stuff.
Oh, now lunches. I remember the peanut butter and jelly sandwich with toast. Did you have that too for lunch?
Yeah, we had that. Egg salad, tuna fish, peanut butter and jelly, spam.
Fried spam. Fried that's bologna. When I went over to my aunt's house. She did. Oh, yeah. She was the cook. My aunt, when she wasn't working doubles and stuff, because she was a worker, too, at the factory, she'd be working doubles all the time. But she when she did cook, we have all that over at her house. But yeah, loving my parents. I love it. I miss my parents.
Yeah.
So what trait did you get from your parents?
I think being quiet from my dad and being crafty from my dad and my skin issues from my dad. My dad just gave me all of it. My mom, I don't know, I wish I was more like my mom. My mom was very outspoken and I was very withdrawn I never talked. Like when I said I never talked in school, not one word was ever said out of my mouth in school. I was just so shy. But my mom definitely wasn't that type of a person. So I don't really know what I got from my mom. She wasn't really, well, she can sew. She was a good sewer. So maybe that's have to do with some of my crafts. So, yeah.
So who got more of your mom's side?
Good. My oldest, my brother under me, Charles, my brother, because he has no filter or anything, and our family being embarrassed was part of the game. You just have to learn how to handle it because they love to embarrass you. So I learned early that I don't let things embarrass me because I've been embarrassed, and this ain't embarrassing. Being in my house, what they did, that was embarrassing. So, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That's funny.
Yeah, my parents was a trip.
Yeah. I think I'm more like my mom. I'm nice and kind, considerate, sweet.
Who are you? I'm like, who are you talking about?
And my dad, he was like more to himself too. Like, and I think that's like my middle brother. Now my oldest brother, we all like being by, you know. I don't know. I guess we're all like that. We're not like out, like go out and find things to do and outspoken. I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, good times. I don't know. I'm thinking now, what would we be doing for the holiday? Oh, that's like we didn't do nothing for. I don't think we didn't celebrate the holiday. The holidays. No, I don't remember celebrating the holidays.
We got 12 windows.
I mean, Thanksgiving we ate or whatever, but like, you know, Halloween we got dressed up and went trick or treat. But like, parents have parties and holidays parties and stuff. Nah. Mm-hmm. I was the one that would, like, when I got my house or with my mom, I would have stuff, events. When my girls got older, they wanted to have friends over, and for New Year's they would have things. And I think New Year's for my mom, I would, like, try to stay woke with her, with our cups and stuff, and we would always have food, and to say, you know, Happy New Year's, bring in the New Year. That was my thing with my mom. And then Thanksgiving, I cooked for everybody. My brothers came home, his family, and they all came. My dad was there. It was a great time. It was a lot I cooked. I looked exhausted. I look at them pictures now and say, how did I do that, cook all that for Thanksgiving? for all the families. And then Christmas would come. My brother would come.
Yeah, we would all get together for Thanksgiving.
What about now? Do you get together?
No, when my mom passed, it kind of fell by the wayside. Nobody wants to get together. Plus, two of my brothers moved. My other brother, he keeps himself. And my kids are spread out doing their own family thing. I am going to see one of my daughters for Thanksgiving this year. But everybody keeps to themselves. I don't even bother cooking. I try to make it special for Top, but I'm not going to cook a lot of food just for me and her. So, you know, if we get invited out somewhere, we'll go. Or, that's how we usually handle that. Christmas, I'm sharing her with our parents for the holidays, but I like to have her Christmas day because I just think my Christmases are the best. Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. Yeah. Christmas. Decoration. You decorated already?
For fall. I'm not decorating for Christmas until probably December.
You got your tree from last year, or do you just?
Oh, I bought a new tree last year, so yeah, So I had two trees. But the other tree I was going to throw away. And I said, I ain't throwing it away. So we had two trees last year.
Yeah, look right. At us. That sounds good. Look at it. Look at you said. Look at us. Trees.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a tree last year. No, I didn't have any trees because my dad he didn't do any of that. He didn't do any holidays. He didn't like decorations. He told me that. Oh, I don't like decorate, and I like to decorate. So 3 years I didn't decorate, but now. I gotta go to storage and get my decorations and put them up because now I have my plants. Yep. So that's it. What else we want to talk about? Got anything?
That's about it for me. Yeah, that's about it for me. I just like to talk about family sometimes to just see our background, how we grew up, and. Sometimes it explains why we are the way we are. But I was just thinking about that. I was listening to Michelle Obama's podcast. She had a podcast. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they was talking about family and reminiscing. I said, that'd be a good subject for us to do.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah.
Well, our backgrounds are similar.
Yeah.
You do nothing well. You always get punished for something. Because you talk, how do you talk to your parents? They was trying to teach you, don't talk back like that. But nowadays, kids, parents just let their kids,
Because of the teacher,
you're at the table and you're eating, your friends come over and you have little kids over, they can be playing with each other. And you have some parents let the kids sit underneath you. Underneath them and listen to everything and then become part of the conversation. And then you have some parents, like I did my kid, bye. Go back and what you need to be in here for ain't nothing to do with you. And just like my cousin,
right.
When my daughter would go over to visit her other cousin, she would put them outside. Or when I would go over there to visit, she's like, oh, y'all don't belong at this table. Y'all can't come to this table till 18. So when my daughter turned 18, she's like, I'm at the table. So she got at the table and she's like, bye. There ain't nothing going on at this table.
Yeah. She made it to the table. Okay.
It's like, that was the difference. Like some people let their kids at 6 years old sit at the table and have a discussion. And I'm like, I'll talk to you later because I am not in school with the kids. Yeah. Right. I gotta go visit my friend with the baby because I miss Leanna. And I don't want her to forget me either because I think with a certain age, I don't want, she knows me now, but if she doesn't see me, she'll be like, I don't know you. So I gotta get back over there or FaceTime her. But that's it.
Okay. Well, I guess this episode is a wrap then.
So thank you for listening to Vaughn and Z.
Yes, thank you. As we reminisce through our childhood.
And I miss my mom and dad. They both passed in December. Not in the same year as my mom.
They both passed in December?
In December 2005. And my father passed in December 17th, 2019.
And my mom passed 2013 in August. And my dad is still here.
He's still here. Probably wondering why you can't visit because of the
he doesn't understand this pandemic and he don't understand why I haven't been there, but I'm gonna make it my duty to FaceTime him more often than I have.
Yep, gotta check on your parents.
Yes,
well, you go ahead and you have a wonderful day and thanks for listening, everyone.
Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Bye.